弟兄们平安。今天我们要看的经文是取自路加福音第三章二十一节到三十八节，但是因为那个经文比较长，所以呢我会只使用我们所要今天讲到的经文来作为阅读的经文。所以待会呢我会请Vincent 弟兄呢去帮我以英语来念出今天的我讲到所要使用的主要的经文。所以等下我请Vincent 弟兄来去念英文给大家听。路加福音第三章第二十一节。
So the sermon this morning will be taken from the book of Luke, chapter 3, verse 21 through 38. But in the interest of time, Pastor Wei Kang will focus on a number of verses, and I'll be reading them first in English. Chapter 3, verse 21. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened. And the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." Jesus, when he began his ministry, was about 30 years of age, being the son, as was supposed of Joseph, the son of Heli. Verse 32, David, the son of Jesse, the son of Obed, the son of Boaz, the son of Salah, the son of Nashon. Verse 34, the son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham, the son of Terah, the son of Nahor. And finally, verse 38, the son of Enos, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. Let's pray.
主的父神，当我们再次翻开圣经阅读你话语的时候，愿你的灵来帮助我们，无论是听的、讲的，都蒙你的喜悦，使我们在传讲和聆听你信息的时候，都能够从你的圣经的话语里面，我们得到帮助，得到鼓励，得到扶持。感谢你，如此的祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贵圣名求的，阿门。每逢要新的一年到来，特别是十二月三十一号的时候，我们大家都会兴奋说啊，新一年啊要来了。我们可能在新的一年的时候，我们都会说要许下一些新的心愿，或者是立下新的心志。
So very often in the dawn of a new year, particularly on December 31st, we'll start to be quite excited about the upcoming year and plan to make resolutions in terms of what we want to accomplish this year.
请问在座的有哪一位在这个十二月三十一号要快结束的时候，你有立下过心愿的？为新的一年有没有？请举手给我看一下。
So those of us who have actually made these resolutions, perhaps on New Year's Day itself, on New Year's Eve.For the new year 2021, please raise your hands if you have.
包括在电视这个荧幕前的，或者是在提摩太室的年轻人，也可以举手给你的年轻导师知道一下。
And perhaps those who are at home, or even those on the fifth floor watching, please do raise your hands and show your counselors.
有吗？有没有在座有这样一个为新的一年来立下一个许愿，或者是一个新的要心智吗？有没有？
Anyone who has made these resolutions this year?
啊，没有啊，没有一个。
So nobody.
对新的一年没有什么期望吗？就是哎，就这样过去就好了。
I guess you just wanted to get the year over with and not have much expectations.
我相信当中我们是有的，好，这样我们想问一下，就是在新的一年开始，我们是否也曾经有向我们的神、上帝？来许下一些的心愿，或者是立下一些的心志呢？
And may I ask, perhaps in the same vein, whether you and I similarly have committed to God this year in terms of the one or two tasks that we'd like to complete or fulfill for Him?
我相信我们不希望说每一年都是一样一样这样过去。我们希望说在新的一年，我们可以有新的一个开始或新的作为。
And we certainly just don't want to live and every year as the previous year, but rather have expectations and hopes for the upcoming year.
正如我们一样，在启联堂教会也是在每一年都会有这个教会的主题给大家去 新的一年要怎么去为教会的一个施工发展来去向前来去进行。
And certainly, I think same for Jubilee Church, that every year we have a theme for the upcoming year, and just trying to get everyone to focus on the task that we have at hand and hopefully be able to fulfill for the year.
所以我们知道喜联堂2021年的教的主题是什么吗？
Do you know what the theme is for Jubilee Church for 2021?
有谁知道？教会的主题是什么？
Does anyone know what the theme is for this year?
不知道的举手。
For those of us who are not aware, please raise your hands.
不知道举手。不知道的啊，哎 ，OK， 好，还不到二分之一了，还好一点。所以其他的人都知道是吗？
So most of us are aware of what the theme is for this year.
来，大声讲教会的主题啊，讲话可以哦啊。但教会的主题是什么？
What's the theme for church this year?
很好，教会的主题是传神。所以我们有没有说立下我们今年的心愿，说我要在今年里面？配合教育的主题，我一年要带两位的家人或者是同学同事朋友来信主。
So consistent with the theme of the church this year, do have each and every one of us made this resolution to perhaps bring two family members, friends or colleagues to get to know God.
一年两位就好。
Just two will do for the year.
感谢主，去年神给我这个福分，能够带领的几位人来信主。
And Pastor Wei Kang had the blessings of being able to bring a few to get to know God last year.
有没有说跟自己讲，我要在今年开始，我要读完新旧约整卷圣经一遍。
And perhaps you have made the resolution to yourself or to God to be able to read the Bible cover to cover for just one time.
或者是说，我要顺从上帝的心意，不管他叫我做什么，我都去做。
And then perhaps to obey and act on God's will, regardless of how difficult it may be and whether you're willing to do so or not.
就算说我自己很不愿意去做的，如果是神的心意，我还是去做。
So even if it's something that you're not really willing or capable of doing, you will do it because that's what God wants you to do.
所以我希望能够在新的一年，我们每个人都在神的面前，可以的话，我们立下下一些能够要为神要完成去做的事情。
I hope and pray that each and every one of us will make these resolutions to God this year in terms of things that you want to accomplish for Him.
今天讲到关于耶稣受洗的这件事情，或者这段的经文，我相信大家都很熟悉。
I'm certain that each and every one of us is familiar with the events and the passage pertaining to Jesus' baptism that we're studying this morning.
因为在四本的福音书都有记载关于耶稣受洗的这个事情。
Because this was recorded in all four Gospels.
但是呢，你会发现到在路加福音里面会有一些话语是跟其他福音书是不一样的。
But if you study them closely, you recognize that the book of Luke actually has certain phrases and wordings that were dissimilar to the other three.
因为我们相信，当这个福音书的作者将同样的事情用不一样的文字来表达的时候，表示说他要表示一些重点在这个事情上。
And each of the authors of the gospel had their own ways of expressing the events that they had witnessed or learned about. And the focus is what they want us to look at in terms of the wordings and phrases that they have used.
所以当你去对照四本福音书的时候，发现到路加福音呢，它本身有这一节的出现。它这么说，众百姓都受了洗，耶稣也受了洗，正祷告的时候，天就开了。
And for instance, here Luke recorded, now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized, was praying, the heavens were opened.
特别是你看到这个正祷告这几个字的出现在这节经文里面。
And you see the phrase was praying that emerged in this verse.
让我们看见好像说这个路加呢，意图要去通过这个经文来表达说耶稣跟这个祷告是有密切的关系的。
And with this passage, you can see that Luke purposefully just tried to express the intimate relationship between Jesus and prayer.
确实，如果你去看整卷路加福音的时候，你会发现到他有这样的意思来表达说，耶稣呢，他要以这个祷告呢来作为去寻求或者去领受上帝的这个旨意是什么。
And I think if you study the book of Luke, it's consistent throughout the gospel that I think he wanted to express that Jesus sought God's will through prayer.
或者是说通过这个祷告呢来作为他的服事的那个动力的来源。所以你常常会看到路加福音出现说耶稣退到旷野里去祷告，或者是说耶稣整夜向父神来祷告的这些经文。
And in the book of Luke is recorded, I think that Jesus oftentimes retreated to the wilderness and prayed, or prayed to the Father overnight, I think to expressing the fact that prayer is a source of strength for him for his service.
所以透过这个路加福音让我们看到祷告跟随耶稣基督的我们就是基督徒来说是同样重要也是很需要的。
I think we can see from the book of Luke that for us Christians, believers of God,that prayer is of equal importance and is a must.
让我们来看今天的经文。我们先问第一个问题，我们说问耶稣该不该受洗。
So if we study the passage this morning, I think one question that we ask is should Jesus have been baptized?
耶稣该不该受洗？来，我们去互动一下哦。该受洗的举手，要看一下。
Those who think that Jesus should have been baptized, please raise a show of hands.
Okay.三分之一是应该受洗，所以三分之二不应该受洗。
So about a third had raised hands, so the other two thirds believe.
有没有保持中立的
？Anyone that was somewhat
committed? 我不知道，有没有？你没有信？有没有啊 ？OK， 有一位，我不知道啊，两三位 ，OK， 很好。是你真的？有时候我们也会觉得说，哎，应该不应该？我真的不晓得。
I think oftentimes good to debate and question this, whether he should or should not have been.
大部分的人认为说，都说啊，耶稣不应该受洗，因为有很多那些神学的理由来告诉我们说，耶稣呢，他根本不需要接受所谓的施洗约翰的洗礼。
And I think there are a lot of theological reasonings as to why Jesus did not have to be baptized to basically be baptized by John the Baptist.
因为如果你看马太福音的这个记载这件事情呢，我们也看到说，施洗约翰。也好像要拦住他，耶稣行他会被受洗。
And I think even in the book of Matthew, for instance, it was recorded that John the Baptist attempted to deter Jesus from being baptized.
但是我们看到耶稣回答他什么呢
？And you see what Jesus' response was to this.
耶稣回答施洗约翰说：“就让他进猪般的义吧。
”And Jesus answered by saying that this was to fulfill all righteousness.
其实施洗约翰。他拦阻这个耶稣受洗，在原则上是合理的。
The refusal on the part of John the Baptist is actually reasonable in principle.
因为呢，施洗约翰的洗礼呢，有两个重点在那边。
Because there are two key underpinnings to John the Baptist's baptism.
第一呢，就是有关这个悔改和他的这个末世的意义在里面。
And there's a notion of repentance as well as eschatological significance.
我们呢一般称约翰的这个洗礼呢叫做悔改的洗礼。
We often refer to this baptism by John the Baptist as the baptism of repentance.
为什么呢？因为施洗约翰悔改的这个洗礼是强调这个认罪悔改的赦免。
And because the baptism by John the Baptist emphasizes confession and repentance, and that will in turn bring about forgiveness.
而第一个重点呢，就是说他要预备人呢。来去迎接弥赛亚的来临。
I think secondly was to prepare men for the arrival of the Messiah.
所以这些的理由也可以说啊，耶稣不需要受洗。
I think based on these reasons, you can argue that Jesus did not need to be baptized.
这样我们看到说，哎，为什么耶稣又受洗呢
？And then you ask, so why was Jesus baptized then?
原因呢是基于说他愿意跟世人认同的一种的自发的行为。
I think one of the reasons is a natural act on his part to reflect his willingness to identify with men.
刚才哲真长老的祷告里面，他也告诉了大家有关于这个答案。
I think in the prayer earlier by elder that it was actually captured in this prayer as well. This answer.
耶稣呢，他愿意站在同样的人的这个情况里面呢，来去承受所谓他称为神的儿子呢各种生命身份当履行的义。
And Jesus, I guess, was willing to, in full humanity, to bear and fulfill the righteousness which came with his identity of being the Son of Man.
而第二个原因呢，是因为他也要借此来表明赞同施洗约翰他所要传达和表达这个洗的意义。
And I think secondly, to also make clear that he endorses the message that underlies the baptism by John the Baptist.
而你发现到当耶稣受洗的整个的这个过程里面，
And you can witness in the entire process of Jesus' baptism,
天上有发出这个声音来，
A voice came from heaven.
这种的声音的表达呢，是说要去表明耶稣呢弥赛的这个身份和他这个宣召。
So this voice openly expressed the identity as well as the calling of Jesus the Messiah.
诶，这怎么说呢？
And how so?
我们就看这个经文这个第三章二十二节的下半节有一句话这么说。
And if you look at the study, the book of Luke, again, chapter 3, verse 22, the latter part.
他说，你是我的爱子，我喜爱你，这句话。
It reads, You are my beloved son, with you I'm well pleased.
如果这句话就让那些读者们得到一些的提示，或者是去给我们一些的表明。
So this phrase is to serve as a notice, a reminder to us.
而这句话呢，如果你去看的话，它跟旧约有两处的经文，那个字有点的雷同。
I think if you study this closely, certainly you can draw a parallel from a couple of verses that we could find in the Old Testament in terms of the wordings and the similarities.
而当我们去了解的时候，我们发现就是说这句话的那个词句的是雷同的，是取自以赛亚书跟诗篇。
And when the two books are found in the book of Isaiah as well as the book of Psalms.
而这两篇的这个旧约的经文呢，也常常被新约的作者呢来去引用。特别是在有讲述关于弥赛亚的事情上。
And certainly we see that these verses are often reflected in the Gospels, just talking about the Messiah.
我们先看这个以赛亚书第四十二章第一节，他说：“看啊，我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选、心里所喜悦的，我已经将我的灵赐给他。”
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 1, it reads, Behold my servant whom I uphold.My chosen, in whom my soul delights, I have put my spirit upon him.
而诗篇呢，第二篇的第七节里面这么说：“你是我的儿子，我今的生了你。”
In Psalm chapter 2, verse 7, it reads, "You are my son; today I have begotten you."
而我们来看这两节的经文写的里面它有什么特别的意涵呢？
So, if you look at these two verses, are there any unique implications that underline these verses?
我们去看回这个以赛亚书第四十二篇呢，它的内容其实它主要是谈论呢是有关于这位仆人呢是指向弥赛亚。
So the servant that was described in Isaiah chapter 2 points to the Messiah.
而这位也可以指向是理想的以色列。
And this servant could also be the ideal Israel.
而上帝呢会透过这个他的这个顺服呢。而顺从呢，使到以色列呢能够完成，使到万国万民得到这个所谓的祝福的这个职责。
And through her obedience to God, Israel most certainly will be able to fulfill her obligations for bring about blessings to many nations and people.
而在诗篇这第二篇呢，我们看到可以将它是归类为这个君王的诗篇。
And Psalm chapter 2 is classified as a royal psalm.
然后呢，它的内容主要是讲述呢有关于这个具有弥赛亚特色的这个君王。
And this psalm provided an account of a king who has unique messianic characteristics.
这篇的这个诗篇呢，它反映出就是上帝跟大卫和他的众子民呢之间的一个关系，涉及到一个应许。
And this psalm covers or reflects the covenantal relationship between God and David and his descendants.
上帝呢，将借着这个大卫的王朝呢，在地上呢，去建立他普世性的这个统治。
And God will establish through the kingdom of David universal reconciliation and salvation on earth.
所以，当我们说透过这个天上的声音，跟这两段经文这个使用原因的背景的这个理解之后呢
，So via this voice from heaven, as well as a deeper understanding of these two verses that we've just studied from the Old Testament.
帮助我们能够去明白，就是耶稣受洗和经历所谓的这个洗礼呢，要表明的意义。
You help us to appreciate the significance of the baptism of Jesus as well as the process of his baptism.
来，你们试试回答一下，通过这样一个景象， 跟一个文字的使用要表达什么呢？
So let's think about this. What do these, in terms of the scene as well as the context of the verses, what do they want to share or tell us?
要表达什么呢？
What do they want to tell us?
就是要表明说，耶稣确实是上帝所喜悦和高立的仆人及弥赛亚。
That Jesus himself is indeed the anointed servant and the Messiah that God delights on.
特别我们也看到说，在整个的世界上，我们看到圣灵降临在耶稣的身上。
And this passage also tells us that the Holy Spirit descended on Jesus.
它也是有特别的这个意义。
And there's certainly a special significance to this as well.
如果你，我们大家都有看这一本书的话，愿照你的话实现的这个所谓的使灵堂，我们所编写的这个灵修材料。
And if you, I'm sure all of us have studied this devotional materials that was provided to us last year.
你们看这个第二周关于圣灵的这个介绍的时候。
So if you look at study the second week materials on the Holy Spirit.
你会看到了解就是说圣灵浇灌、圣灵降临所带的意义是什么。
That it actually tells us the what it means when there's a pouring of the Spirit on the physical human body.
我们透过对旧约的了解，就是说他讲述当上帝的灵要浇灌，或是要临到人的身上这种的神学的认知跟理解的这个之后呢。
And through the theological knowledge and understanding of this Spirit when it descends on the human body.
我们知道说，当这种现象的发生的时候，就表示说。是要叙述上帝呢，要赐给某个特别的人有这个能力。
And we understand that this phenomenon typically refers to God bestowing certain unique individuals' capabilities and abilities.
他可能是君王，可能是士师，可能是先知，可能是社会中的领袖等等。
And perhaps they may be kings, judges, prophets, or leaders in societies.
然后呢，让他们呢有这个能力去完成一些特别的任务。
That they will in turn be able to fulfill certain difficult tasks ahead.
所以，当我们看到说福音书的作者或者是路加，他来叙述有关于耶稣受洗、正祷告的时候，圣灵临到他的身上呢
？So when you see that the writer of the Gospel Luke in this case narrating that the Holy Spirit descended on Jesus while he was praying during baptism.
除了说表明耶稣是弥赛亚，也上帝所喜爱的这个爱子呢？也表达出这一位的弥赛亚呢，将要完成上帝所要赋予他的特别的这个任务。
It clearly indicates that Jesus, he is the Messiah, he is the Son of God, whom God delights in, and I think more importantly, also expresses that the Messiah would soon have to be fulfilling a momentous mission for God.
耶稣呢，他将要完成或是走一条呢，需要付出代价和牺牲的这个道路，也就是受苦。被钉罪，被钉死在十字架上。
That Jesus would soon complete walking this path, which would require tremendous ransom and sacrifice, suffering, condemnation, and eventually his crucifixion on the cross.
所以我们从耶稣的受洗到耶稣他被钉在十字架上受死。
So from the event of the baptism of Jesus to his crucifixion on the cross,
我们都清楚看见耶稣他是。愿意去顺从上帝的心意，去行这一条不容易完成和行走的道路。
So we witness that Jesus, on his own volition, obeyed God's will to walk along this arduous path.
我们看到，当耶稣要被钉十字架之前，在客西马尼园，他来向神祷告说：“神啊，如果可以的话，这个杯，请你拿掉。”
And we may recall that in the prayer that Jesus made to the Father in Garden Gethsemane before his crucifixion that may this cup be taken away from me.
这条道路不容易走啊。
This path is indeed difficult.
耶稣也曾经说过说可以的话拿掉不要给我。
And Jesus had asked if this could be taken away from me.
但是我们看到耶稣愿意顺从父神的心意。
But we saw that Jesus was willing to obey the will of God.
透过力量加添给他，使他能够完成这个十字架的道路。
And he was able to complete this path to the cross.
所以从耶稣的受洗、他的服事到他的十字架被钉在十字架上，都看到耶稣的顺从。
And we can see this throughout his life, is from baptism to his service to his crucifixion, that he was obedient to God's will.
另外，我们也看到从这个耶稣的这个家族的这个家谱里面。
We can also see from the or evident from the genealogy of Jesus.
让我们看见他不仅只是说是约瑟的儿子。
That he was not only the son of Joseph.
他也是大卫王亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Yeah, but he was also a descendant of King David and of Abraham.
这是我们看到路加跟马太的记载有点不一样，他延续到了亚当。
And we see that Luke had a different, a slightly different variation compared to Matthew, that he traced him all the way back to Adam.
透过这个家谱里面，我们不仅能够看到路加他表达出耶稣呢，他不仅和犹太人有这个密切的关系。
So this family tree from Luke demonstrated that intimate relationship that's not shared by only Jesus and the Jews.
也表达出耶稣呢，其实是跟人类有关系的。
But Jesus himself has relationships with the entire human race as well.
也就是表示说，耶稣被钉死在十字架上带来的救赎的恩典呢，跟这个祝福呢，不是只有犹太人有而已。
So it shows us that this redemptive grace and blessings that was brought about by the crucifixion of Jesus was not reserved just for the Jews.
它是临到也是属于全世界各民族的人。
But it was actually bestowed upon and which should be enjoyed by all nations and people.
因为时间的关系，其实透过家谱里面还有很丰富的这个神学的教导意义在里面，但是因为时间关系有机会再跟大家分享。
I think it will take another opportunity, given the fullness of the content in the genealogy, the theological underpinnings. We'll find another time to discuss that.
弟兄姐妹们，我们从今天耶稣受洗的信息里面
，brothers and sisters, from the message pertaining to the baptism of Jesus this morning,
让我们明白，耶稣是愿意跟世人来认同。
Allows us to appreciate that Jesus is willing to identify with men.
然后也赞同施洗约翰的传讲而接受了这个洗礼。
He approved of the teachings of John the Baptist and was in turn baptized by him.
更重要的是呢，他愿意顺从父神的这个心意去行，一直走到他上十字架这个道路上。
And most importantly, that he, on his own volition, obeyed the will of God the Father and walked this path to the cross.
透过耶稣，我们看见顺从是需要做出牺牲，还有付出代价的。
From the life of Jesus, we witness and appreciate that obedience requires a tremendous amount of sacrifice and a significant ransom.
我们大部分在座的，我们都是属于受洗的基督徒。
Most of us here are baptized believers.
那么我们在信仰和生活上，我们是否也仿效我们的耶稣一样去顺从我们的父神呢？
In our faith and our daily lives, do we similarly model ourselves or imitate Christ after his obedience to God the Father?
我们成为基督徒，就是说我们是跟随基督的人，对吗？
Just, we call ourselves Christians, so we therefore are followers of Christ.
所以你应该没有理由说我是一个跟随基督的人，所以我不需要跟随耶稣所做的去做。
And therefore, it's counterintuitive to say that since you're Christians, you do not imitate or model your behavior after His.
所以在过去的几周，我们也看到不同的讲员也教导我们说，我们要怎么顺从神的心意去做。
And as you recall, speakers over the last several weeks had also shared the various teachings and guidance, encouraging us or teaching us how to obey and act on what God wills.
过去的这个几周讲员跟我们说，我们要顺从神，不顺从他，我们要将所知道的福音让人家知道。
And the last few weeks, you recall that the speakers had reminded us to obey him and to proclaim the gospel to all.
我们要顺从他，我们要成为教会信仰传承的守门人，记得吗？
They will obey him, they will have to take on the role of the gatekeeper to the church's faith and inheritance. Do you recall this?
刚刚上周有讲过了，就是说我们顺从他，我们要关怀身边有需要的边缘人。
And last week you were reminded to obey him and to care for those who are marginalized around us.
我相信大家都记得所有讲员所讲过的话。
I'm certain that all of us recall these teachings from the speakers the last several weeks.
我也相信我们每个人，我们都愿意，我们也知道说我们要去顺从。
And I think we all recognize this necessity to obey or this willingness to obey and act on His will.
但是 我们也看到就是说，在嘴巴上讲讲，在心里说，哇，我认同你所讲的非常好。
Then I think it's I think all of us could agree that paying lip service or simply acknowledging this in our hearts.
但是呢，要我实际做出来的时候呢，哦，神啊，我力不从心啊，我没时间，我很多困难。
I think oftentimes it's much easier to listen and not act. Flesh is weak, the spirit is strong, and it's difficult to really act on this.
或者是说很多负面的思想。让我们不想去做，或是说很多这种事情让我阻碍我们要去做这些事情。
And perhaps there are many negative thoughts that prevented us from acting, or some stumbling blocks along the way which prevented us from so doing.
甚至你也认为说我有正当的理由，我可以说我不要去做，我拒绝做顺从神这些的所谓的教导的事情。
I think there are also perhaps rational reasons that we just refuse to obey, or just do not see the reason to obey.
伟刚牧师。也是，虽然是牧师，也是有软弱的一面。
I think Pastor Wei Kang has shared previously as well that he has aspects of such weakness in the past.
我也有负面的思想的出现。
And then the negative thinking as well emerged in his mind.
我也可以找很多理由说我可以不去做。
And he was able to find many reasons to rationalize why he should not obey.
比如说，教会很多事情都没有人去做嘛，干嘛我要去做呢
？And if you look around, there are many things in church that are not being taken up, so why should I get involved?
傻傻的去做。
So why be the first one to start?
或者是说，疫情发生的时候，我们要号召一群人来去帮忙做义工，做帮忙教会来做消毒清理的工作。有人说，哎呀，你干嘛去做
？I think perhaps during the times of the COVID or pandemic, we look at volunteers, brothers and sisters after worship to help with sanitization of the facility. You ask why get involved?
还有就是说，做幸福小组很难做的。
This happiness cell is actually a really, really difficult thing to do.
又要邀请新朋友，又要去认识新朋友，然后又要去准备那个 PowerPoint， 还有疫情来了，又怎么去跟他们去接触？也很多的问题的出现，不要做啦。
I think why get involved in the happiness cell between the inviting friends, getting to know them, doing the PowerPoint, and all the follow-up work? Why take up the difficult task?
我确实很有很多正当理由说，我真的全部都不要做，因为疫情的关系，大家坐在那边就好了。
I think we can all blame a lot of things on COVID, on pandemic, and say, you know what, I'm just going to sit here and watch because it's all justified.
但是我们知道，就是神所托付给我们的使命的时候，我们要有智慧，怎么去做。
But I think we understand that when God has entrusted us with a task, that we have to have this wisdom to be able to comply and fulfill.
我告诉大家。我们这个幸福小组陆家区的已经完成了八次的这个所谓的传福音的这个聚会。
Let me share with you that the Happiness Cell in the Luke region had completed eight meetings of such evangelism.
我们的新朋友是每个礼拜都来。
And the new friends who have joined us in this Happiness Cell have been joining us every week.
就当中除了我还有陈安长老跟明月长老，他们都在整个的幸福小组里面，他经历到神的作为和神的恩典，在整个幸福小组里面的发生的事情。
I think just besides Pastor Wei Kang, we have Chen Han and Ming Yuan 长老 both have actually experienced what God's miracles in this happiness cell.
有机会可以请陈长老上来分享，大家分享说怎么经历到神的作为和他奇妙的这个恩典。
I think if we find an opportune time, we have Pastor Cheng Han come share with us what he had witnessed in terms of God's working in the happiness cell.
因为我跟陈南超那时候也是担心怎么办，新朋友有没有啊，会不会来啊？我们都一直祷告，一直祷告。
I think when at the onset, I think both Pastor Wei Kang and Elder Chen Han were concerned whether there will actually be new friends who will join us.
感谢神，我们当我们出现负面思想的时候，或者我们不知道怎么做的时候，我们就通过祷告来寻求神。
But thank God that when these negative thoughts emerge, that we look to prayer to seek for guidance in terms of how to proceed.
我们通过祷告呢，来去让我去明白神啊，你的心意是什么？你的使命是什么
？That through prayer we're able to grasp the will of God as well as this mission for us.
我们通过祷告，我们成为去顺从他、去服侍他的力量的来源。
And we look to prayer as a source of strength to be able to comply and fulfill the task He has for us.
正如耶稣向父神祷告一样。
And similar to in the case of Jesus praying to the Father,
通过祷告来帮助我们，你去明白神啊，你的心意是不是要我去做这些事情
And through prayer, to help us understand whether indeed this is what God has in mind for us to do.
通过祷告来去寻求说，知道神啊，这是你要我去做的。
Amen. Through prayer, to understand and appreciate that this is indeed what God's will for us to do.
因此，当我们去做的时候呢，不然人家怎么讲，或者用奇怪的眼光来去看你的时候，你都无所谓，因为你知道这是神要你去做的。
I think perhaps you might have peculiar stares or disparaging comments when you so do, but just remember that you're doing this for God, therefore all these are irrelevant.
通过祷告也帮助我们更有这个动力，我们和坚定的意愿去顺从父神，按他的心意去行。
And through prayer as well, help to encourage us and strengthen our resolve to act on what He wills.
坚定姐妹们，从今天开始，你是否愿意效法耶稣基督一样顺从父神呢？
Dear brothers and sisters, beginning today, are you willing to model yourself after Christ's obedience to God the Father?
这时候我们闭上眼睛，我们来一段时间来去向神来祷告。
Let's close our eyes for a moment and pray to the Father.
你跟神说，神啊。
Tell God, Lord Father,
我愿意顺从你,
I'm willing to obey you,
将生命献上,
and to give my life to you,
随你的心意去行,
and to act on what you will.
你让我向东, 我就向东。
You want me to go in a direction, east direction, I'll do so.
你的心意让我去为你传福音, 我就去传福音。
You want me to proclaim the word of God,Your word, I will do so.
你让我去爱身边不可爱的人，我就靠你的力量去爱那些不可爱的人。
You want me to love those around me whom I'm actually find difficult to love, I will do so with your love.
你是否愿意顺从父神呢？
Are you willing to obey God?
若是你愿意的话，
If you're so willing,
请你就向他来祷告，并立下你今年要去为他完成一件两件的事情。
If you are so willing, pray to him and make this resolution with him in terms of the one or two things you would complete or fulfill for him.
你可以向神立下心志说，我今年要带两位身边的家人或朋友同事来信主。
Perhaps you can make this resolution, you'll bring two family members, friends or colleagues to get to know him this year.
你可以向神祷告说，神啊，求你让我的小组不要只是单单查经或者是彼此的关怀而已，我们要成为一个幸福小组，我们要将通过幸福小组来将福音向人家传开。
That perhaps you want to pray for your cell group to that God will transform your cell group into a happiness cell and in turn a platform for spreading His word.
或者你跟神说，神啊，我现在就将我完全交给你，你要我怎么做我就怎么做。
And perhaps you simply just make this resolution, God, I'll give up my life for you. Just tell me what you want me to do.
说一生爱你，你是 是我跟神说一生敬拜你，也是我跟神说一生奉献，一生不回头。我相信通过你的祷告，神会听到你向他所立下的心志。我也相信神会加添力量给你，让你在这今年里面，你向神所立下的心志，靠着他所赐给你的力量，能够为他去做他要你做的事情。通过你的服事，通过你的行为，通过你所做的荣神益人，直到身边的人得到很大的祝福。亲爱的天父，我们这时候为着我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹祷告，包括我在内，天父啊，求你来垂听我们向你的祈求，向你许下的心志。主啊，求你加添我们力量，当我们有负面思想出现的时候，主啊，求你帮助我们，使我们将负面转成了正面的思想。主啊，当我们软弱的时候，你加添力量给我们，使我们能够在新年里面我们不要白过。主啊，我知道你所赐给我们的使命和任务是什么。主啊，求你让我们能够透过你所赐给我们的力量，按照你的心意去行，能够在今年里面荣神益人，能够将祝福带给我们身边所有的人。主啊，感谢你，我们如此的祷告感恩，奉我们主耶稣宝贵名求的，阿门。